So there's definitely something to be said for being spontaneous. Man, it can just light up your eyes. I mean, you can just see a light in each other's eyes when you decide at the last moment. The last moment. Okay. I mean, neither of you was planning this. But for whatever the reason, it came up and you flowed with it. Beautiful times, right? But how about this? There are also studies that demonstrate, particularly from what people have said, what couples have said about their relationship, that there can be level of excitement building in those instances where you literally scheduled the time to get together sexually. Now, maybe I shouldn't say schedule, but that's exactly what you're doing. I mean, literally, you two talked about it and you agreed. Hey, Friday at 8 o'clock p.m., let's be ready. And whether you were going to get together in your home or whether you were going to be leaving home at 8 o'clock to go to a hotel, at 8 o'clock, that was your time. And there are couples who say, hey, you know what? Sometimes the excitement builds for me even more when I know it's coming at that particular time, that set out, agreed upon time. We said this day at this time. And the beauty of that is both of you have agreed this is what's happening. You've talked about it. You've also agreed, hey, look, when we set that day and we set that time, nothing gets in the way. We make sure that we're winding down anything and everything else that could get in the way, because at that agreed upon time, at that agreed upon day, it's all about us and sexual intimacy. And I'm telling you, for some people, for some couples, the excitement builds up so much when they have been looking forward to it for several days. You're getting closer and closer to the day. It's almost like a child and Christmas. Yes, indeed. And the excitement just builds and builds and builds. I'm telling you, it can be special. And so I don't want you to think that just because you quote unquote schedule the day and time that you'll have your sexual intercourse, that the scheduling process spoils it. No, it doesn't. So here's the way it works. Sometimes you may need to schedule, especially if you look back on how life has been rolling for you lately, you plural, both of you, and you realize that the two of you have been so busy, or one of you has been so busy, that you really haven't been spending enough time sharing intimately with each other. It may be time to sit down, talk about that, and go ahead and schedule and say, hey, you know what? Let's come up with the day and the time that we're going to get together. Nothing gets in the way. You all agree on that day and time? Give each other a smack. Go on about your business, doing your work. Looking forward to the day. You may find that, you know, kind of alternating between being spontaneous and scheduling may be the best way for you to do that. And when I say alternating, I don't necessarily mean this time you have intercourse, it's spontaneous. The next time, you plan it. The time after that, spontaneous again. And the time after that, you plan. Now, that's not what I mean. You may be spontaneous the next three or four times, the next five or six times. And then you may find that it may be necessary to schedule, or just desirable to schedule it. You may plan it the next two or three times. Your life is just so hectic. It's just going so much. You plan it for this Wednesday. then you find, man, we are really just going and going and going. And you're not able to get together again until 3 weeks later. So you decide, hey, rather than take a chance on another 3 weeks going by and we haven't contacted each other sexually, connected sexually, let's go ahead and plan another date. And you plan your date. Go out, have a great dinner, maybe watch a great movie, head to the hotel or back home, wherever you're going, and consummate. So, and then after that, who knows? 3 days later, bam! Dinner's preparing, you put it on hold, and you decide, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and take a break here. An activity break. And so you take your activity break. It's a great break. It's a stimulating break. It's a restful break. Who knows from one experience to the next whether you will have the energy to go ahead and finish cooking that dinner that you put on hold. Might have to order out, order in, maybe pizza and chicken wings or something. Because you really enjoyed each other. And sometimes it may be better to just keep an open mind about it, open heart about it. Where, you know, sometimes, hey, it's all about spontaneity. At other times, hey, let's face it, we've gotten really busy here. Let's go ahead and schedule. Let's set the day and the time, the place. That's a good thing to do. So I would just say, try not to get bogged down one way or the other. Don't feel like it always has to be just one way or the other. Sometimes mixing it up, something about variety. You know, people say that variety is the spice of life. Yes, so you may want to just think about it that way. Now, don't get me wrong. If only one way truly works for you, cool. And when I say you, you plural. It has to be working for both of you because this is a couple's affair. All right, let's look at this some more in just a few. The power of intimacy.